Thank you, Daniel. Good afternoon to our radio audience and to our live audience here in the performance studio of Classical 90.5 FM. I am very delighted to host this first ever members-only recital featuring cellist John Popham and pianist Renata Rolfing. And you are in for a real treat today, I might add. Let me tell you a little bit about our performing artists today. John Popham, a native of Louisville, Kentucky, began his musical studies at the University of Louisville School of Music Preparatory Division, and he has been the winner of the Louisville Orchestra's Young Artist Competition, the Lillian Fuchs Chamber Music Competition, and the Macaulay Smith Chamber Music Competition, and he has appeared as a soloist with the Louisville Orchestra and the Starling Chamber Orchestra on numerous occasions. John has served as principal cellist of the 2000 National Festival Orchestra, the Louisville Youth Orchestra, and orchestras at Indiana University School of Music and the Manhattan School of Music. And John received a Bachelor of Music degree from the Manhattan School of Music, where he was a student of David Gaber, founding cellist of the American String Quartet, and he will return to the Manhattan School of Music in the fall to begin graduate studies with David Sawyer, founding cellist of the Guarneri String Quartet. John is a co-director for the New Project of Louisville, a collaborative arts organization that produces experimental concerts in the Louisville area. And Ms. Renata Rolfing began her piano studies in Honolulu, Hawaii, at the age of 3, under the tutelage of Professor Peter Coraggio and Mrs. Elizabeth Coraggio. And by the age of 10, she had been invited to perform in almost every venue in the state, including Hawaii Public Radio and the University of Hawaii. Then at the age of 16, Ms. Rolfing was asked to give a concert tour of chamber and solo repertoire throughout Japan in the cities of Tokyo, Fukuoka, and Kagoshima. She has had the opportunity to participate in festivals in Holland, France, Spain, and New Orleans. And in 2002, after winning 2 consecutive Morning Music Club scholarships and the first prize in the New Orleans International Piano Competition, she began her performance degree at the Manhattan School of Music with Professor Solomon Mikowski. Now this May, next month, she will travel to Vienna to complete a grant awarded by the Avenir Foundation in order to research performance practices in the works of Arnold Schoenberg. So she is currently studying with Professor Daniel Epstein. Please help me welcome John Popham and Renata Rolfing, and they will announce their own program.
Thank you for coming today. The first piece that we'll be playing is by Robert Schumann, and it's the Adagio and Allegro for cello and piano. This piece was written in 1848, and it was originally written for the French horn and piano, but was quickly arranged by him for cello and piano, and is now one of the standard works, and so we hope you all enjoy it. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next piece on our program is by Anton Webern. It was written in 1914. They're called Three Little Pieces for Cello and Piano, and each piece is under a minute long. And he believed that each note should be its own universe. So he put about five articulation markings on every note, so we'll try to express that properly.
Thank you.
Well, you're listening to the first ever members-only recital featuring cellist John Popham and pianist Renata Rolfing. Good afternoon. I'm Carol Larson, and this is Classical 90.5, and we thank the University of Louisville for being a founding member of the Public Radio Partnership. So I thought we'd chat a little bit with our artists for a moment, and I have a couple interesting questions I want to know. So, John, why don't you step to the microphone, and here's my question. Okay, why the cello? Why not the zither or the trumpet?
Well, that was actually my mother's idea.
Aha.
There's a wonderful cello teacher at the prep department at U of L named Wayne Krieger, and she thought it would be great for me to work with him and have him introduce me to music.
Was that your first actual introduction to music then?
I had a few violin lessons, but I don't think I was enjoying it very much. And sure enough, I went to Wayne, and he made every lesson a lot of fun, and I think that had a huge impact on me and set me on the path.
So did you like to practice?
No, I did not. And I still don't like to practice. But I mean, I enjoy it more now, but of course, as a kid, it's hard. You know, you're restless and you want to move around more than you want to sit in a chair.
But the fruits of the labor are wonderful. Renata, how about you? 3 years old, very young to starting piano. And I noticed your teachers, were they husband and wife?
Well, actually, when I met them, they were not. Mm-hmm. But I began taking from both of them, and then they got married 5 years later.
Well, there you go. What did they start a three-year-old with on the piano? Do you remember any of that long ago?
I remember Alfred course books.
I think I remember those too.
The orange books.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, our audience, they're nodding yes. Of course, some of them remember that. That's exactly right. And what drew you to the piano rather than the cello or trumpet?
Well, actually, I've always wanted to take the cello, but but my mom was pregnant with my brother, and so they thought that I needed something to do, and so they put me on the piano because that was the only instrument they had at the moment.
Well, there you go. We're very glad that they did that. They're very, very glad. Well, thank you. We really want to thank you both for being here today. And our next selection, you want to discuss what your next selection is going to be?
The next piece is Beethoven's Opus 102, Number 1, Sonata in C Major. It was his first sonata of the Opus 102. There's also Number 2. And it was written in 1815, and it was at the very beginning of what's now considered his late period. This work is actually a two-movement work, and at this time, he was experimenting with form, and also the demands he asked on the instrumentalists are very interesting at this time, having to do with his deafness. He would require things that are near impossible, but you just have to see what you can do about it.
Thank you. Thank you.
wonderful. Good afternoon. I'm Carol Larson, and this is Classical 90.5, and this is our first ever members-only concert, and featuring cellist John Popham and pianist Renata Wolfing. And a couple more questions to talk to you about. John, can you talk to us about this wonderful collaboration that you had? Talk to me earlier about this this afternoon. It was the new project of Louisville, the collaborative arts thing that you go ahead with.
Yes, it's a group I started a couple years ago with a friend of mine, Jason Raff. And basically, we put on about one concert a year in Louisville. And the concerts, we try to collaborate with dancers or video artists, that sort of thing.
Oh, how exciting.
And we also are very interested in programming, and specifically programming new music with old music. We both feel very strongly that often the two are kept separate, and I think that this is a great tragedy, and I think a lot of times musicians tend to specialize in one or the other, and both Renata and I are trying to
bridge that gap.
Bridge that. Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. As for example, this program today of Schumann and Webern. I mean,
right. We have our concert tomorrow night, which is at the Unitarian Church at 7:30, features the composers Schumann and a German composer, Bernd Zimmermann. And the idea came about when I was studying Zimmermann's music, and I saw many elements of this fantasy imagination that is so typical of the German Romantics.
Yes.
And so we think that these two composers work very
awesome.
Nicely.
And that concert is tomorrow night again, a time and place?
7:30 at the First Unitarian Church. And it's free admission.
Well, we get to see you again at that time. We still have more music to play today. But Renata, can you talk a little bit about your going to Vienna this May and what got you into the works of Arnold Schoenberg? And now you're going to be studying the performance practices of his music. How did you get into that?
Well, we both went to Manhattan School of Music, and we were actually just talking about before this concert what a great experience it was to go there, because the teachers, the theory faculty and the composition faculty and the history department really stress stretching the boundaries, and they really support researching and independent study, and they also very much advocate the works of the Second Viennese School, Schoenberg and Webern, which you heard today, and Berg. And actually, John was the one that told me about the grant. And so he said, oh, well, you know, I heard about this. Why don't you apply? And I listened to one piece of Arnold Schoenberg's my freshman year of college and absolutely loved it and thought it was the greatest thing ever. And now
it's
a little...
Which piece was that?
It was actually the piano suite, Opus 25. And that was his first... serial.
That's the first venture into serial music.
Right.
Well, great.
And so actually I will be studying works previous to that. And what's great about the Schoenberg Center there is that they have rehearsals of him with the original, his original performers.
Oh, wow.
And so he's talking to them and telling them what he wants. So what I wanted to see, especially with such big 20th century names like Boulez, who perform Schoenberg's music consistently and are considered the great interpreters, I wanted to see if they actually interpret what he wanted.
Well, that's very interesting. So. Well, congratulations, and have a great time. I'm looking forward to talking to you after that time period. So you have another piece to play for us. You'd like to introduce that for us.
Yes, the next piece is by the German composer I was telling you about, Bernd Zimmermann. Zimmermann is a lesser-known 20th century composer, mostly because he was reluctant to fall into a specific category of the 20th century composers. He did take place in the Darmstadt courses, along with such composers as Nono and Boulez. But he did not really stick in line with those avant-garde composers. Most of his music actually is written as a sort of collage where he takes numerous musical sources and puts them on top of each other in such a way that he creates new sound environments. The piece that I'm going to be playing next was written for the great cellist Siegfried Palm, who worked closely with Zimmermann on a lot of his concertos. It is four short etudes, or vier kurze Stunden, and each one features a different 20th century extended technique. And the last piece we're going to play for you is a Haydn minuet arranged by Piatti.
Well, you've been listening to cellist John Popham with pianist Renata Rolfing in our first ever members only recital today. Thank you for joining us, our live audience here and our radio audience. One more round of applause. We hope to come back, especially after the Schoenberg treat. I'd like to hear more about that. Thank you again. Returning you now to Daniel Gillum in the studio.